Canucks Central Friday. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah. Proud Canadians. Still in the glow of victory in the Kintec studio.
Let's go!
Kintec. That was a lot of fun last night, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Quickly, Kintec. We are in the Kintec studio. Kintec Footwear and Orthotics working together with you in step. And of course, this hour of Canuck Central is brought to you by your Lower Mainland Boston Pizza. Every Vancouver hockey game gets $5 pints of Molson Canadian or Coors Light, plus weekly prize giveaways all season long at your local Lower Mainland Boston Pizza. We were at the Grandview Highway location of Boston Pizza. We did the show there yesterday, and then we watched, took in the game with all of our closest Canadian friends, high-fiving and enjoying the Connor McDavid golden goal of 2025.
Yeah, and Reach celebrated the only way he knows how, and that is knocking over
okay,
a big,
tall glass of water. Okay, why does that have to be part of the story?
Big, tall glass of water.
I don't understand why this has to be a part of the story.
So Reach jumps up from his chair, knocks the table, water everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
I mean,
like it was like a waterfall dripping, cascading down.
It was
the
exactly
table.
Like last time.
I couldn't believe how much water there was. Yeah. There was like a puddle of water underneath like us afterwards.
Did Josh even touch his water in the entire night?
They'd
I don't know.
Recently refilled it.
Yeah, they had just refilled it. You knocked it over.
It was bad timing.
But
you know,
it was funny. I didn't care. I was like, I'm up.
I'm like, you know, high fiving people. I'm high fiving Josh. I'm high fiving Sad. High fiving the guy behind me.
Everyone again. Yeah, we just like anybody in your vicinity.
I was like an octopus. My hands were everywhere.
Yeah, your hands.
Just like.
This is what happens when you go to a game with an Italian. Hands fly everywhere. Just knocking over water.
And, well, it wasn't my fault. Like, I jumped up from the chair and the table, you know, table got a bit of an earthquake and, you know, it
you
fell
shook
over.
The table?
I shook the table.
It probably would have happened today around 1:30 as well.
Yeah, probably. If the water would have stayed on the edge like that, it would have happened. But yeah, Reach celebrated the only way he knows how, knocked over a big glass of water. But I didn't care. My phone was wet. I couldn't care less. I just still hugged Reach. Yeah. I was like, we can't believe you won this game.
Yeah, just like today's earthquake, there was no damage reported,
no damage,
at least. We hope. Everybody's okay.
I mean, yes. Hopefully everyone's okay. I think most people are okay. I'm clearly okay, obviously, but it was a little like unsettling. I'm just sitting on the couch.
I thought you were going to say jarring, and yeah, it was very jarring.
It was jarring, but like, because like my condo like swayed a little bit, and then it rattled. So I was like, what is going on?
There was like a little, was that something? And then there was like a real, this is definitely happening.
It is something, okay.
Get under the table.
How long did it go on, by the way? I didn't ask.
Couldn't have been more than 5 seconds.
I mean,
I was on the train and it just felt like train.
Felt like, I mean, the train's always kind of shaking and rattling around. All right, did you feel anything over here? No, you were?
Yeah, no, definitely.
You did?
It was like, well, okay, TMI, but I was in the bathroom. And then it happened.
Oh, okay.
And no, it happened.
Great
and I
spot
thought,
to be.
Yeah, it's a great spot to be. Second to a very nice spa. But no, it happened. And then I just thought like a car hit our laneway house. So I was like, Katie.
What happened?
Did someone just ram into our house?
Well, that's what I thought was like a big semi or something just drove by, because sometimes that'll rattle things with a big truck or whatever, or like even sometimes like a garbage truck comes and it slams the garbage bin down too hard, like the big thing, and it like rattles everything. But
that's
that
the
was
best in the summer. You have like the window open and a huge garbage truck goes by. It's like, is this the biggest garbage truck of all time that just like came down the street? This is unbelievable.
Like shakes your condo. You're like, what is going on?
But it was definitely a jarring experience. And, last night was an incredible experience.
What an experience.
Canada beating the U.S. Still the top dogs, as we are the Four Nations champs. And nothing sweeter than seeing Canada do the business over the U.S. again in our sport. Let's get to it. It's the Open on Canuck Central.
Welcome to the Open.
Oh, that's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
The Open on Canuck Central is the latest on the Vancouver Canucks, and our take on it. We'll get back into the Four Nations a little bit later on. We got a lot of Canucks to get into. Kevin Lankinen is going to join us coming up after 4:30, and he is a locked-in Vancouver Canuck for the next 5 years, signing an extension announced today with the Canucks at $22.5 million. $4.5 million on the average annual value. It is a big extension. It is one that did have some sticker shock a little bit for me, even with where the goalie market has gone this year. We've seen big contracts for going back to Joey Decord and Mackenzie Blackwood, more recently Logan Thompson, and now Kevin Lankinen joins that list, getting paid by the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, and I mean, the Canucks pretty much went to the high end of what his market would look like in free agency and gave him what he wanted to stay. And I think it's very telling about the Canucks' desire to keep him.
Yeah.
And
they paid a premium. Well, I don't know premium, but they paid up to the top of the market to avoid, to stop Kevin Lankinen from testing the open market in the summer.
So I think his ceiling, and we had discussed this quite a bit, that if you looked at the Joey Decord contract, and if you looked at some of the deals that have been giving out, go by precedent, and even looking at what we saw from Mackenzie Blackwood and how much they've played, the seasons they've had, and you compare it to Lankinen's track record, that if he had finished this year and had like 40 plus starts and played well, he would put himself in a position to make perhaps upwards of $5 million per season. To me, that was a high end.
Yeah.
And I think he would have still had to prove the rest of this year and maybe in the playoffs that somebody would want to give him that contract. But the fact that Canucks gave him essentially that, 4.5 over 5, like that tells me, I wouldn't say there's desperation on their side to shore up the goaltending, but there's a real strong desire. Because if free agency starts today, is Lankinen getting 5x5? Like, I don't think so. I think he still has to prove more. Like, I think if he is free agency, maybe it's 4x4.
Yeah, if it starts today, like, I would have pictured his number being 4x4, maybe getting the fifth year from somebody.
Yeah, maybe 4x5.
And end up at 20, you know, but
And maybe ultimately somebody would give him 4.5x5. But like that's the high end of his market.
Yeah.
You know, not some people are saying he would easily get 5. I mean, you can always debate these things, but I'm not sure it's that straightforward. But the point being, more than anything, is the Canucks didn't drive that hard of a bargain to the last minute. They got a deal done with Kevin Lankinen because they felt like he's a guy they had to have. And give Lankinen credit, he bet on himself. And we'll chat with him coming up in a little bit, but he bet on himself, Reach, and he had a number in mind that he wasn't going to take less than. He probably said to himself, I can go out there and get the Joey Decord 5x5, so if I don't get anything close to that, I'm not signing.
Well,
and he held the hard bargain till now.
And he's a player with a lot of confidence, right?
Yeah.
He hung on, waited for the right opportunity in free agency, and was okay taking a below market value deal to come to Vancouver in September and made the most of that bet on himself. If you look at the market now for goalies in the summer, you got Aiden Hill, who's probably at the high end of the market. Charlie Lindgren, who's been, as we've talked about with Woodley, probably a good comp for where Lankinen is and his track record and what he's been able to do. Carl Vemelka, Jake Allen. Then you go down the list, it's guys like Freddie Anderson, Ilya Samsonov. So, you know, that's more of the clear higher end backup type of territory that you're looking at when it comes to those groups. So Lankinen started to play himself into the higher tier of this is a guy you can count on to be in a split for your net minding position. And he absolutely got paid at the high end of that market by the Vancouver Canucks today. And to me, it shows that they wanted to prioritize flexibility and security going into Demko's final year, which is, I think, a very big part of this conversation. Demko has obviously been on the shelf a lot this year. Hard to trust what it's going to look like with him, even though, you know, the high end of his capabilities are absolutely near the top end of the league. It's not a player that you can fully trust in right now because of his injury situation over the last 12 months and, quite frankly, through his career, right? He's really had a tough time since becoming a full-time starter here in Vancouver to stay healthy. Whether that's a fair summarizing of Demko's career, it's the reality in my mind of where he's been and how it's played out.
Well, you can't dispute the facts.
Yeah.
Right. And as far as Demko's value goes, right, I think people are kind of wondering about that. Like, there's no value right now. He's coming off a unprecedented injury for a goaltender.
He can't make more than 3 or 4 starts in a row.
And he's been injured. Exactly. Plus, he has a year left on his contract, which, hey, it's not an onerous deal to take on. But I'm saying there's no current trade value right now for Demko. There isn't. Like, maybe somebody's willing to take him off your hands for nothing to take a shot right, that has some cap space and wants to give themselves a wild card and goal for next season and perhaps this year in the playoffs or whatever, but you're not getting anything of significance in season for a guy who's been injured. And that means, what do you get for him in the offseason anyways? So I think the Demko thing is very like complicated, and I think the biggest issue is just, where is his health at?
Yeah. But to me, this contract kind of signals the end is near for Thatcher Demko, in Vancouver at least. I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm just saying I feel like the way it sits right now, and after they do this contract with Kevin Lankinen, just feels more likely than not that that's where this situation is going to end up with Thatcher Demko. Yeah, you've committed quite a bit here to Lankinen, and yeah, you know, it's not the end of the world if you go into next year paying your two goalies a total of $9.5 million, which is projected to be 10% of the cap. That's totally fine to project your salary cap for next year. So it is in the realm of possibilities that Demko and Lankinen are here to stay for next season. The way I'm looking at the situation, I don't feel like Demko is going to be long for Vancouver. I think you look at what they are planning to do in the summer. You could trade Demko, open up $5 million of cap space, maybe sign some of these other guys that I mentioned earlier at a lower number, and have that be your tandem going into next year, and open up a little bit of cap space that way. Get whatever asset you can out of Demko and move on. Avoid the awkwardness of what it could be next year if you go into his final year not knowing what could happen. So you open up that possibility. That's where I'm at with Demko. I've liked a lot of what Lankinen's done. Obviously, I know that the high end is better for Thatcher Demko, but I don't know if I can trust that level from Demko, that we'll see that level from Demko again right now. And this, to me, is a hedge for the Canucks that gives them flexibility and security in a future that does not include Thatcher Demko in Vancouver.
So, I mean, I think the betting odds are very much in favor of what you're saying, that he's not going to be here long term. But as long as Demko is here in Vancouver, I don't think you can shut the door on the possibility of him still being here. Because as much as you're right, this is a contract to Kevin Lankinen that is more than just be insurance. It's a 5-year commitment. It's $22.5 million. It's not an insignificant amount of money, right?
Yeah.
But the cap hit isn't onerous. The question always comes down to, where is Demko going to be at? Because right now, if Demko hit free agency, he's getting maybe a 1-year prove it deal from somebody. Yeah. Like, nobody's giving him term. And even if he has a good year next year, based on his history and the age he's going to be at, close to 30, is anybody giving him term? 6 or 7 years at a big number? Like, it's not happening. So if Demko comes back, plays really well, for instance, right? And the Canucks, you know, work it out. Like, could he sign a shorter term deal to stay in Vancouver and you have both goalies? I think it's a possibility. I think it's a very big long shot.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest reason why I still think it's plausible, and I say plausible, not possible, more because like it can happen. It could happen. It's not likely to happen. But I do think the Canucks are in the midst of a retool, which I think is very clear. But I think this retool could be a lot wider than what we've seen so far. And we know the Pedersen thing is going to be really interesting to watch. Where does that go?
Yeah, that's the big chip.
But if they somehow shift more money around than has been discussed, right? We'll see what happens with Besser. What if they move Soucy? That's $3 million. Hoglander is in the discussion. That's $3 million. Garland's going into his final year of his contract.
Yeah.
You know, are you keeping him? Are you not?
He'll be a pending UFA as of next summer.
Yeah.
Next season.
The Canucks, are they going to make a decision on the player, whether it's extension or whether it's what do we do here, or just maybe have him? But there's a lot of money here that can get shifted around this offseason. So if we're talking about, let's say, two or three other big salaries moving out, the budget could look a lot different in 6 months' time, right? So I think it's still a possibility. But I think the bigger question with Demko, too, is does he maybe feel like he wants to go and try something somewhere else?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think he wants to share the net either. Like, I think as long as Lankinen is here,
he's a dog, man. Yeah. He wants to be the number one. And he alluded to that a little bit earlier, talking about how it was difficult to be in more of a sharing situation than being the number one guy, which he had come to expect to be here in Vancouver. But Lankinen was playing better. Demko couldn't keep the net, couldn't stay healthy. And Lankinen was the better goalie for a while until Demko finally started to find his rhythm.
Yeah, and I think the best thing to do with Demko is to bring him back next year. And you've given Lankinen his contract. As much as he may not like sharing the net, it's like, whatever, it's 1 year. And rebuild some of Demko's value.
Yeah.
And at least you can move him for something. If not, you have two great goalies next year. And like that gives you an edge going into the playoffs potentially, right? Yeah. Like for one more year, I think you ride it out. Because there's no trade value right now for Demko.
Oh, like, there's none. Before, like the deadline's 2 weeks.
Now, there's no
chance Demko rebuilds any kind of a trade value in that time. And then you're hoping he gets a little bit healthy and can play some games down the stretch, maybe play in the playoffs to rebuild some trade value if you want to look at moving him in the summer.
Yeah, and So as much as we're sitting here and talking about, you know, Demko wants this, he wants that, he may not be in line to demand a lot of money. And if he's coming off next year, which could be another tough year, for instance, does he want to go somewhere else to try to figure it out? Or would you rather be somewhere he's comfortable at least for a couple of years to figure it out? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are so many questions around Demko that his value is sunk on the trade side. And also when it comes to his contractual demands, like he doesn't have any leverage at all right now based on everything, the way things have gone. So as long as those things are a factor, there's so much fluidity going on when it comes to Demko and whether he ends up being here long term or not. But as far as Lankinen goes too, we sit here and talk about maybe they pay a little bit more, extra $500K per year.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter if Lankinen's good.
Because
if Lankinen is a star player, it becomes a star goalie or a top legitimate number one goalie. Number one, you don't even need to worry about wanting to keep Demko or not. You're like, let's just move on from it.
Like, I'm not sure that's in the range of outcomes. Like,
I think he can be a number one goalie.
Yeah, I think above average is like a quality goalie. But I don't know if I ever see Lankinen being a no doubt top 10 goalie in the league.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't mean to put a ceiling on him, but
yeah, I mean,
he's going to be 30 when this contract starts.
Yeah, but he's also a late bloomer in that sense. Like, he's a guy that came into the league when he was 24, 25, right? Like, we're not talking about a guy who's been around forever, had a different type of curve to get to where he's at. And I'm not banking on him. If anything, like, I look at the contract and I had a little bit of sticker shock. And again, like, I was okay with giving Lankinen $4 to $5 million. If you've been listening to the show, you know we've been talking about if he plays well against a free agency, he's looking at getting $4 to $5 million per year, 4 to 5 years. Like, that's going to be, you know, if he finishes the year. But I wanted to see him finish the year.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see him prove it. I wanted to see him show it the rest of this season, perhaps in the playoffs, and give you some more assurance that, okay, I feel comfortable doing this. So to me, it's still like, let's see how he does. But he has to be an above average starting goaltender. And if he is reach, I don't care if you're paying him four or five, because it's worth it. An above average goaltender is going to get paid over $5 million in the league.
Yeah. And that's where the market's gone, right? Again, Logan Thompson, those types, they're getting more than $5 million. They're getting $6 million. So with this now, you've paid Lankinen, you've paid Drew O'Connor, you've paid Marcus Pettersson. This 2 weeks allowed you the time and the space to figure out those deals. And still, Brock Besser remains without a contract. And even in this deal, like we said off the top, and it was reported that Lankinen had received an offer and rejected an offer from the Canucks in the three range. And subsequently, they now come up to meet him at his ask at 5 years, $4.5 million per. There hasn't been as much of a want to come up to whatever Besser's ask and make sure to get the deal done there.
Yeah, and I think the Besser one, it's such a bigger contract. And like I mentioned yesterday, like I'm not sure the door has been fully closed. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they somehow have some discussions here in the next couple of weeks before we get to the deadline. And if they hammer something out or not, at least take one more run at it here. But how much of it is tied into how much money you think you're going to free up for next year?
Yeah.
Because like we talked about, like right now, the Canucks have about $10.5 million in cap space to sign two players after signing Lankinen. And I've already, we've gone through this before, but I have a 21-man roster figured out. It includes Vilander, DP, Lekromäki, and all the buyouts and retentions and all that sort of stuff. One buyout, one retention. The Canucks are going to have $10.5 million now that the Canucks have signed Lankinen to sign two forwards.
Yeah.
$10.5 million. It's not
a lot if you're signing Besser.
If you're signing Besser, it becomes, let's say you give him $8 million, for argument's sake, that leaves you $2.5 million. Now, if you
move a Drew O'Connor type.
Right, yeah. But if you end up moving Soucy out.
Hoglander, Soucy, yeah.
With Soucy, and again, because we do a full 23-man roster, so they can free anywhere from like 6 to 8 million, roughly,
yeah,
by moving Soucy, and depending on how many guys they want to have on the roster, which would give them a chance to sign Besser and also add another forward, making anywhere from 6 to 8 million. So you still can do that, but until you free that up and until you know who that other guy you're going after is and how big that ticket is that what you're waiting on a little bit here? Because, I mean, the only two guys, and I don't see the Canucks being in their, you know, having a realistic shot at landing either one, but Marner and Rantanen are the two guys that would command more than $10 million per year on the market.
Yeah, that's it.
Those are the only two guys.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, I mean, it's a long shot to think either of them would sign in Vancouver anyways.
Now, the Canucks could go after one of those guys, right?
Yep.
But, like, you can't do Besser and that guy.
No.
You know, that's just something you can't do because those guys are going to be making way too much money, right? They could go after a Sam Bennett type. They could sign Besser and perhaps trade Soucy and chase a Sam Bennett type player if he makes it to free agency.
Yeah.
Maybe you can chase Ehlers unless his market goes crazy and he gets over 8-9 million.
So that's a lot of money for Nick Ehlers.
Which brings me back to what I mentioned earlier when talking about Demko and what could happen here long term. I think there are a lot of balls in the air still. And if they do end up making more changes to the roster, we could see some pretty significant additions and subtractions here roster-wise. And I wonder how much of some of that uncertainty about some of their pieces comes back to the Besser thing. Because that's a big contract, right? Like even if he signs a
$50+ million probably.
Yeah, even if it's a team-friendly deal, we're talking about a big cap figure. It's going to be at least $7 to $8 million.
A little bit of a different stratosphere than some of these other contracts they've signed. This text from Lotso: if management didn't pay Lankinen, it could have been a bad message sending to other players. Lankinen got paid mostly because he's exceeded every expectation and then some. Yeah, there's another text that says, well, if you think about Lankinen's contract, 1 year at his current number and then another 5 years at 4.5, it's kind of like 6 years at less than $4 million, which is pretty good for a 1B goalie. That's Dom from Coquitlam, a very glass half full way of looking at it. Is this a contract that allows him to be a value starter? Is management sold on Demko being their guy? I don't think anybody can be sold on Demko being the guy anywhere right now, given how the last year has gone for Thatcher Demko.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, somebody says you guys are out to lunch that, you know, somebody would bet on him. He does have value, and the fact he can't regain his form. And
somebody would bet on him, but they're not paying you a lot to bet on him.
Yeah, and we didn't say he can't regain his form. I'm saying how confident are you that he can make the money he wants to make based on, like, this season is a bit of a wash,
right? He's not getting a Swayman or Ottinger contract.
The only way he's getting that type of deal reach is if he gets healthy, plays well in the playoffs.
I don't know if he has enough runway
to do that. Just wait. Plays well in the playoffs. You get to next year.
Yeah.
He's healthy next year and has a Vezina caliber season.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, somebody might, you know, look at it. Okay, well, we might give him. But that's what he has to do for somebody to give him the contract he's looking for. Like, that's just a reality of where he's been at with his injuries. Like, that's what he has to achieve. And he has to be healthy getting there. But I do agree. He has, somebody would take a flyer on. Like I mentioned, I think somebody right now might trade for him. They won't give you much, but they might trade for him. Next year, offseason, same thing. Someone will take him off your hands, but you're not getting anything of significance for him unless he starts playing better.
Yeah, you're not getting like a first-round pick or anything like that.
No, like you're just not. Like it's just that's just not happening unless he turns his game around or stays healthy. And there's not enough runway for this year, you're right, for that to change.
Canucks Central Roundup. Canucks in Vegas tomorrow as they return to action. Do you think Lankinen starts tomorrow?
I would say yes. He skated today with the team.
Yeah, he did.
He was there. Like, if he wasn't there today, I would say.
I kind of wondered maybe you give him the start in Utah, but feels like Lankinen.
He's got paid too.
Yeah.
Probably just want to throw him in.
Give him the net. We'll talk to Kevin Lankinen here in a few moments on Canucks
Central. Do you think
he'll
tell us if he's starting?
Probably not. Probably not. We know how teams are with their goalie situations.
It's like, hey, Rick Tocchet said I could start the next four games.
I'm starting every game.
What about Artie Party? All right. Last night's Four Nations finale had bigger viewership in the U.S. than any NHL game ever. Pretty incredible numbers for the Four Nations, and makes me happy to think of all those crying Americans watching Connor McDavid score that goal. Beautiful. A beautiful sight. And Mikko Rantanen could be back on the trade market, as Elliot Friedman and others reporting today that if Carolina's unable to get a deal done, an extension done with Rantanen, they may look to the trade market come March 7th, which is trade deadline day. So that could be interesting looking ahead to 2 weeks from today. JanPro, from waiting rooms to exam rooms and everything in between, JanPro keeps workplaces tidy, clean, and disinfected. For a free quote, visit janpro.ca. Kevin Lankinen, fresh off a five-year deal, joins us next here on Canucks Central.
The most opinionated Canucks show out there, Canucks Talk with Jamie Dodd and Thomas Drance. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.